VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least 50 people have been killed and 83 wounded in a suicide bomb blast at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. At least 24 people were brought to the hospital in critical condition. There were around 1,000 people inside the hall, including prominent religious scholars. The Taliban condemned the suicide bombing against the religious gathering, saying the group had nothing to do with the attack. President Trump says he's taking no further action against Saudi Arabia over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the U.S. does not condone the crime against Khashoggi, but in a written statement, he says if America foolishly cancels some $110 billion in arms sales to the Saudis, as some in Congress have suggested, the kingdom would simply go elsewhere to acquire them, which he says would be a wonderful gift directly from the U.S. to Russia and China. He says Saudi Arabia's king and crown prince vigorously deny any knowledge of Khashoggi's killing at the Saudi consulate in Turkey, though the president says it could well be that the crown prince did have knowledge. Quote, maybe he did and maybe he didn't.
A Saudi prosecutor cleared the crown prince of wrongdoing last week while calling for the death penalty for 5 men. The prosecutor said a total of 21 people had been detained in connection with the killing. The world's busiest border crossing was opened Tuesday, a day after an American federal judge granted a temporary restraining order preventing the Trump administration from carrying out new immigration rules. Those rules would block asylum for people who did not enter the United States at a designated port of entry. On Monday, U.S. officials briefly shut down the crossing between Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California. This is VOA News. The United States has